Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Arlie James of the 64th Legislative District in Venango and Butler Counties. Representative James, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, as we get into November here, we start to really think about those who help to keep our country safe, and that's our veterans. Veterans Day, of course, is coming up. And in honor of veterans, I understand that there's a number of license plates available for vehicles from PennDOT. What's some of the information on this?
Thanks, Mike, for asking. Yeah, I wanted to just touch base with really everybody, but reaching out to our veterans this November in particular. They're important to us every single day, but this is a month we kind of focus on them. For those of you Pennsylvanians who wish to have specialized license plates, there is a way you can license your vehicle and make a small contribution to the Veterans Trust Fund. We have honoring our veterans license plates. I happen to have one on my own vehicle. There's an eagle on it. It looks very handsome. For every plate that we sell, $15 goes to the Veterans Trust Fund, and that is important because those dollars accumulate in there and go directly to veterans and sometimes active duty members of the military who really need a little extra help due to issues at home or what have you. And we want to look out for those folks every time we can.
Also, I understand that the House recently took some action that would be good news for those in the Pennsylvania National Guard.
We did indeed. I say this slightly with tongue in cheek. It's been 20 years since our PA National Guard members have gotten a raise in pay from Pennsylvania. When they are called out, typically by the governor for emergency purposes, hurricanes and what have you, yes, we gave them a raise from $75 a day to $100 a day. I'm sure they'll appreciate getting the extra $25, but I guarantee you we appreciate it when they come out to help us out. And I also want to mention that the House bill, which we passed very recently, has gone on to the Senate. I rather imagine that the senators will greet it favorably and move it along to the governor for his signature.
And also, speaking of the governor, we're still waiting to get some kind of agreement together on the state budget. What kind of effect is this long drought in terms of state money having?
Well, back here in western Pennsylvania, we have a tendency to pretty much take care of ourselves up to a point. But I got to tell you that I've been contacted by different folks from the educational establishment and also from human services, people that deal with kids in need, rape crisis centers, domestic violence, things of that nature. And they're really starting to feel the pinch. That sort of thing hurts. And it's, in my mind, we're past political, philosophical differences. We ought to be doing the right thing for these people. Give them some funding. Let them operate as business as usual, and let the legislature and the governor sort out the details on other things that we don't agree on over the next few weeks or months.
Representative James, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Arlie James.